This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So we are set to go for football here on your Friday night, Don Duke DeBrino Field. It's a beautiful night for football. It's just a gorgeous day all around it. You know, the games are scheduled tomorrow, Carl, are going to be played in consistent rain.
Oh, they are indeed. The forecast just sounds like, well, up to an inch or two of rain possibly, but just pretty much from morning till night. No break.
No problem for us here tonight, though, as we are set to go with perfect football weather. Gavin Griffith has it teed up. He drives it down the left side of the field, an over-the-shoulder catch made by Colin Mullenix, and Mullenix out across the 35, and he will be down there on a short return. And that's where the Bulldogs will start with sophomore quarterback Sam Best. Up front protecting Best tonight, Andrew Voss, Darius Brown, Frank Goss, Colin Goosewell, and Robert Buffington. Colin Mullenix, Kyle McCullough, Henrik Beloriak are your wideouts, along with Blake Mersch, and the tailback is Devin Ray. As the Bulldogs start first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Best from shotgun. He will hand it off to Ray right up the middle, makes a nice sidestep in the hole, and he carries out across the 40 to the 41 for a pickup of four. Defensively for Gillespie on the defensive line, you've got Blake Zinner, Tom Johnson, Joe Bertetto, and Gavin Griffith. The linebackers are Jake Carter, C.J. Frinsco, Billy Gill, and Frankie Barrett. In the secondary, you've got Anthony Cravagna, Alex Ottersberg, and Colin Johnson. Senior night for the Miners after they were eliminated from playoff contention last week with that loss to Greenville. Four receiver set for the Dogs. Ray the tailback, right behind Best, who operates out of shotgun. Sam, a 5'6", 135-pound sophomore, the QB of the future for the Dogs. He's going to run option left. Pitches behind Ray. The ball is on the ground, and I think the Miners have it. The pitch was behind Ray, and Gillespie gets on top of the fumble at the 11:01 mark of the opening quarter. Second play of the game is a fumble for the Bulldogs. And, Carl, the option sounds so simple, but the pitch has to be on time.
Absolutely, and really no reason for it. It's almost like he didn't have a good pitch. It's like he was losing control of the football and just kind of shuttled it over there, but did not make contact with his running back.
So a big turnover early for Staunton, and that sets Gillespie up in great field position. They will start first and 10 at the minor 40. Here comes senior quarterback Frankie Barrett, eye formation behind him. He will motion Ottersberg. Ottersberg, he fumbles the ball, dropped it on the end around, and I think Staunton got it right back. Nope. Gillespie got on top somehow. Looked like Staunton had it, but that oblong football bounced away. And the Miners, fortunate they lose just five, they will keep possession. The senior Ottersberg gets the start on offense tonight, and just maybe a little bit anxious there on senior night. I don't know how Gillespie got on top of that football. There was about three or four white shirts right there.
Well, Halloween's kicking in early here on the football field, as strange things are happening quick.
I formation behind Barrett. He will motion Billy Gill this time. They're going to pitch and run left. That is John Barry, and Barry turns the corner. He's loose at the 30, inside the 20, and run out of bounds at the Staunton 15-yard line. Just like that, a gain of 30, and Gillespie has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Great blocking up front. Off that right side, Gavin Griffith, the right tackle, and the right guard, Josh Ranger. Fantastic. The left tackle, Blake Zinner. The left guard, Jalen Ronald. The center, Joe Bertetto. Off the right hash, Barrett will motion Barry. They give up the gut to the fullback, Tom Johnson, and he carries strong down inside the 10. Inside the 5, down to the 4. That's a gain of 11. So a good start here for the Gillespie offense after the first play when they are fortunate to recover the fumble. Two big runs since. They motioned Gill and then slipped it right to the fullback, Tom Johnson, up the gut, the 5'11", 200-pound senior. Frankie Barrett back under center. High formation. They will give it to Johnson again. Powers his way into the end zone for the minor touchdown. Tom Johnson. So a great start for Gillespie. They force the turnover, get in a fumble of their own, and then three power running plays right downhill, capped off by a four-yard touchdown run by Tom Johnson. The big run, a 30-yarder from John Barry. Now Barry will be on for the extra point try. Barrett to hold. Snap back, hold down. The kick is up, and it is good. With 10:03 for the opening quarter, Gillespie strikes first. The Miners lead Staunton 7-0 on senior night. Back to Don Duke, DeBrino Field, and Gillespie following these messages. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Don Duke, DeBrino Field in Gillespie. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios. We thank David for his work all season long on the Pizza Man pregame show. He'll be giving us game breaks throughout the evening here, and of course he'll take care of the Shelter Insurance halftime show for us at the break. Griffith has it teed up. He drives it straight down the heart of the field. This time it'll be caught on a knee and down right there is Henrik Beloriak. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Four plays, 40 yards in 58 seconds. A four-yard touchdown run from Tom Johnson. The big run on the drive, a 30-yard gain from John Barry. Barry's extra point good. So at the 10:03 mark of the opening quarter, Gillespie leads Staunton 7-0. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. Beloriak was down at the 21-yard line after his knee touched, making the catch. Best from shotgun, motions Beloriak. They'll give to Henrik on the end around carry to the right, and he's tracked down from behind. Good chase down play that time, as that was Billy Gill, I do believe, who caught him from the backside. Gain of three that time for Beloriak. He's a German foreign exchange student. 9:40 for the opening quarter. Hard to believe it's already week nine. Road to DeKalb tomorrow night, 8 o'clock here on FM 106. The Bulldogs have three receivers stacked in the left slot. Best going to pitch left, and Gillespie blows it up. Nowhere to go that time, as in the backfield on the snap was Frankie Barrett. As he had that timed beautifully, Carl, and there was no place for Devin Ray to go. He lost 4 yards back to the 20.
That big defensive play by the Bulldogs, or by, yeah, the Miners here.
Sets up third and 11. Just underway opening quarter, Gillespie took advantage of a Staunton fumble and punched it in on a four-play drive. They lead 7-0. Now they have the Bulldogs, third and 11 at Staunton's own 20. Best from shotgun, Ray, the lone tailback. Three receivers to the right. Best rolling to the right. Plants, throws, catches made out by the sticks. Nice throw by Best. Good catch by Mullenix. And that should be enough for a first down, but we have a marker on the play.
It came out before the throw.
That could be illegal formation or illegal shift, potentially.
Looks like it's against the Bulldogs.
It's going to take away what would have been a first down play. Ineligible downfield on Staunton. And I say ineligible downfield, but that could have been someone just not lined up properly on the line, too.
Yeah, the flag came out actually pretty early on the sideline.
So that would have been probably someone didn't get covered up on the line. Either way, it's going to cost Staunton what would have been a first down catch. They're talking to Zach Ferguson over there on the sideline momentarily. That was a short conversation. 8:42 for the opening quarter. They're going to step this penalty off right now. So that's going to move the Bulldogs back. It was a good throw, though, from Sam Best, because a penalty like that, Carl, it didn't have anything to do with the actual execution of the play.
It's just how he lined up, and unfortunately, it hurt him big.
Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. And the Chatham-Glenwood Titans have come out ready to play. They force a three and out for Rochester right off the bat and then score with their first offensive drive. So it's Glenwood's 7-0 lead over Rochester early in the first. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
That's for the CSA title. And, of course, Glenwood's students were chanting, "We want Rochester," back-to-back weeks earlier in the year. And they got their wish and off to a good start there. For Glenwood, of course, Glenwood, the top-ranked team in 6A. Rochester moved up to number 1 in 4A this week. Best from shotgun on 3rd and 16. They set up a little screen pass to McCullough, and McCullough reverses field. He's got an angle. He's got a first down. He's down the sideline at the 50. He might go at the 40, the 30, the 20. Goodbye. Touchdown. Holy smokes! An 85-yard touchdown on 3rd and 16.
That's what you drop, right? A little,
just like
little
that.
Pass, a little basic, not a screen pass, but well, it's only pass fly scrimmage by a yard or two, and goodness, it's all run, and he did it, all of it.
Yeah, Best threw it about 5 yards.
Yes.
He's going to get credit for 85 as McCullough got great blocking at the line of scrimmage. And it started on the left side, and once he cut it across the field, Gillespie did not have the speed to catch up. Wow. On 3rd and 16, now the point after from Holly Bukeski is no good, right on line, but under the crossbar. 8-12 for the opening quarter, and how do you like that? An 85-yard touchdown from Best to McCullough. Extra point, no good. Gillespie leads Staunton 7-6. We're back with the Bulldog kickoff following these messages on WSMI.
High school football on WSMI, brought to you in part by your hometown Sears store in the Litchfield Shopping Plaza, where there is no credit financing. Hicks Maytag in Gillespie with the latest in Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances. By the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. And Benty Shell Food Mart, serving the WSMI listening area. Do you have questions about your retirement? As a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, Bathurst Financial Group can help.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Bathurst, private wealth advisor. Please call me, John, or Jimmy at Bathurst Financial Group in Litchfield today. Office located at 510 North State Street in Litchfield, Illinois.
Investment advisory services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 3 plays, 79 yards, a minute and 50 seconds. But with that penalty, winds up being an 85-yard touchdown from Sam Best to Kyle McCullough. A great piece of running after the catch by McCullough. He caught it in the left flat, went all the way across the field, and once he got to about his own 40, he was down the sideline and he was gone. There was no chance he would be caught. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carletonville since 1854. Now a deep little squib kick had Gillespie messed up, and now on the return, it's a nice return out across the 35, close to the 40 with a late spin, as that was Tanner Whitfield on the return. Well, Carl, big plays can turn momentum, and after Staunton fumbled on their second snap, an 85-yard touchdown on their fifth snap.
Well, they actually were looking like they might have been in serious trouble at that point. Third and long, and they just weren't moving the ball. Gillespie was dominating the line of scrimmage right off the bat. They used that aggressive defense on the Miners and turned it against them with a nice little short pass.
Gillespie takes over at their own 39. Barrett's going to throw dangerous out in the flat. Catch is made by Carvagna with a leap, and he turns it upfield and dives towards midfield, as that was a great play by Carvagna, because McCullough had that red and he made a play in the ball. He just missed.
Just missing. Carvagna outjumped him, basically.
Yes, he did. They marked him out of bounds, shy of the 50, at about the 47. So they're going to be a yard shy of the first down. Second and one for the Miners. What a start here at Duke Tobrino Field.
And the ball is bouncing crazy today, just like on that kickoff.
You never know what you'll see in a rivalry game with Staunton and Gillespie. Barrett, little play action. He's going to throw over the middle. Has a man, Barry, but threw it behind him. Good coverage on the play from Colin Mullinex. It'll set up third and a long one. Let's go to David Jenkins with the game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. South Central Conference title implications on the line, and Vandalia an early 7-0 lead over Greenville. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
Thanks, David. If the Vandals win, they're the outright conference champs. If Greenville wins and Painter wins, then you've got 3 8-1 teams. So they would share the conference, and then the IHSA would decide who gets to be the conference representative as far as the playoffs go, which we'll know all that tomorrow night. Road to the Calib, 8 o'clock here on FM 106. They hand it right at the guts of the big fullback, Tom Johnson, like a bulldozer. He just plows his way down to the Staunton 45. Gain of 7 for Johnson. He started the year as an offensive lineman. Carl, so he wears number 66.
Engine 66 is quite the runner, isn't he?
Got a touchdown already tonight. A nice first down carry there. He gets high fives as he comes off the field. First and 10 for Gillespie at the Staunton 45. 7:35 for the opening quarter. We've had fireworks early. Three receivers to the left, empty backfield. They will motion Billy Gill right to left. They give to Gill on the carry. Staunton had it strung out, but then Gill makes a nice cut up the field, and he carries down inside the Staunton 35 at about the 34, close to another minor first down. And it looked like he had nowhere to go, Carl. Headed towards the sideline, he put his foot in the ground, turned it upfield, but a hold on the Miners will wipe it out. That hold, holding flag resting right at the point of attack at the 45. So that's going to move the football back across midfield to Gillespie's own 45.
Well, the Miners have been running the ball very effectively. You think they'll probably just stick with it, but you get too deep in this, you know, you're looking at a first down, but it's still 20-plus yards away now.
First and 20, 7:22 for the opening quarter. Gillespie leading 7-6. Barrett comes under center. Johnson, the lone tailback, four-receiver set. Barrett straight back. Pump action. He wants to throw. He is hit, dropped, and held onto the football, but sacked back at the 40. That's a loss of five, and it's going to set up second and 25. He had a little bit of time, Carl, but once he had to bring the football down, he ran out of time.
Frank Gross, I believe, with that sack, big one for the Staunton Bulldogs.
When we were here a few weeks ago for the Carlinville game, Frankie Barrett took a couple of big shots in that ball game. He took another big one right there. Clock running, 6:45 for the opening quarter. It's been such a fun and exciting football season. It always goes by so fast for us. I can only imagine how fast it goes for the players and coaches. You think about the seniors, I'm sure to them, they were just freshmen last week in their minds. They pitch to John Barry running left, and he can't get the edge. Good job by Henrik Beloriak over there to get Barry on the ground. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. It's going to set up third in 25. It's amazing how fast high school goes, Carl. Well, you know, when you get there, you think it'll last forever. And then before you know it, they're honoring you on senior night. Like, what happened?
Well, unless you take a few extra years.
Oh, you're right.
But, yeah, you're right. And the football season's unbelievable. And the weather change is unbelievable from 100 to 40s.
Trips to the right. Boy. Dangerous pass. That ball fluttered out there, and Sam Best almost got the pick. Carvagna turned defensive back there and knocked it away from Best. That was a dangerous throw.
I mean, it seemed so fast, but it was probably near 100 heat index that we had football when we started in August.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of everything this football season. There's no doubt about it. That's how it works. You start in the heat in the summer, and then hopefully you're playing in cold conditions the
Which
day after Thanksgiving.
This is actually nice football
this
weather.
This is perfect.
It seems
right
like
here.
We just got into true football weather, and yeah,
the season's over. There's snow in the forecast next week.
Oh, boy.
Snap is high to Barry. He pulls it down, gets a nice high kick away. Beloriak is going to let it bounce, takes a Gillespie bounce. Beloriak gets away from it, and that will come to a rest inside of the 25. At about the 23, that was a nice punt from John Barry. So with 5:42 for the opening quarter, Staunton will get the football back, trailing 7-6. They will start from their own 22-yard line. We'll have Fighting Illini football tomorrow as well. They're at Purdue, 10 o'clock start on 105.3 The Ox. And how about the Illini last week? What happened there? That was shocking.
Hard to figure out, isn't it? Well, it's 30 points. Underdog, weren't they?
They were. Handoff to Noah Partridge, and Partridge gets out across the 25 to about the 27 for a pickup of five. Yeah, I think 30.5 point underdogs.
That just don't happen.
That don't happen. Biggest upset of the year by far.
Terrible weather, and it was just nice, perfect football weather. And
that was the definition of a trap game for Wisconsin. Of course, they got Ohio State this weekend, and they took Illinois lightly, and Lovie Smith and crew made them pay. Yeah, I was in the field last week, and I'm like, oh, they're in trouble. I was out of the tractor for a few minutes, get back in, and they're kicking the game-winning field goal. What happened?
It's amazing.
What happened? Turned in a hurry. Best will hand it off, and Devin Ray is nowhere to go. He is stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Jake Carter in on the stop there at the point of attack to slow up Ray. It's going to bring up third down and four.
Well, you know, and I watched the line, they outplayed Michigan for quite a bit of the game.
And Nebraska.
But they find ways to lose games. This time, it went the other way around. They found a way to win the game.
Unbelievable. See if they can keep it up at Purdue tomorrow, 10 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox. Fighting Illini basketball coming up quickly, too. Of course, we'll have all the basketball action for you on the Ox this year as well. Best has to pull it down. Now he's going to reverse field. He's in trouble, and he is sacked. Big loss as Sam Best is snowed under. Jake Carter again, back-to-back negative plays for the junior Jake Carter as they sacked him back at the 15-yard line, a loss of a dozen. Going to bring up fourth down, clock running 4 minutes for the opening quarter. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
The Glenwood Titans have come to play. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. They now lead Rochester 14-0. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
Uh-oh.
God. But they don't have to play them in the playoffs.
That is very true. Glenwood, the top-ranked team in 6A. Rochester, number one in 4A. The kick fielded on a bounce by Cravagna. And a little hesitation return. And Cravagna crosses midfield. No flags down. And Gillespie will start in Staunton territory for the second time tonight, as they will mark the football at the Gillespie 46.
Well, both offenses had their quick attacks, and then all of a sudden now the defenses are showing up for both Gillespie and Staunton.
You think about the South Central Conference, Vandalia ranked 5 and 3A, Payne's ranked this week, Greenville, of course, is very good as always. The Sangamo Conference is loaded up with Williamsville, the top-ranked team in 3A. Auburn's ranked. Athens is ranked. Then you got the CSA. That's Barrett is going to be sacked back inside the Gillespie 45 at the 42.
Yes, the defenses have taken over now.
That was Steven Spudich, I do believe, who got into the backfield there and disrupted things.
Wow.
Ball spotted at the 42. Loss of 12. We get to be privy to a lot of good football around the area. You know, small schools with the South Central and the Sangamo, and then, of course, you get in the bigger schools with the Central State 8. Seemingly represented in the Final Four or at the state tournament every single year. Barrett from under center will pitch to John Barry running right, and Barry can't turn the corner. He's back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And it will set up third down at about 23 with 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Gillespie leading 7-6. Tom Johnson, a 4-yard touchdown run after Staunton fumbled on the second play of the ball game. And then the Bulldogs were facing third and long from inside of their own 20 at the 15, and a little wide receiver screen from Sam Buss to Kyle McCullough. McCullough turned it upfield and went 85 yards for the touchdown. The extra point was no good, and that's the difference in the ball game right now. Tight formation for the Miners as Barrett will slip it right up the gut. That's C.J. Frinsko, and he's across midfield to the Staunton 49. Needed 23, and he got about 10. So they'll be way short of the first down. He was 2 yards shy of the original line of scrimmage. That sack on first down put Gillespie behind the chains, and they will have to punt. As Carl alluded to, good job by both of these defenses to settle into the ball game here after a quick start. Valoriak back to return the punt, and we've got whistles before the snap. 95 seconds for the opening quarter, and we have a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. 1:35 for the opening quarter. Gillespie leading Staunton 7-6. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, they will await the Gillespie punt as Barry will stand inside his own 40. Valoriak waiting back at his own 25. 7-6, Gillespie leading along with Carl DeBart. Tim Eyes with you here on WSMI FM 106. Barry gets a high kick, kicks it towards the left side of the field, takes a bounce straight left, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the Staunton 22-yard line, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over first and 10.
Well, let's see if the offenses can get back in this game. It's like they've just kind of shut down after they both score quick touchdowns.
Gillespie took advantage of the fumble, a big rush of 30 yards by John Barry, and, of course, the big Staunton play, that 85-yard touchdown from Sam Best to Kyle McCole. And other than that play for Staunton, I don't know if they really have anything in positive territory.
Officially, they haven't made a first down. I mean, one was a touchdown, no marker.
Best will hand it off inside to Ray, and Devin fights and churns for the 25. He will get that. They'll mark him at the 26 in a game of four. It'll set up second and six. Clock running, 70 seconds for the opening quarter. The Road to DeKalb tomorrow night, the playoff preview show live at 8 o'clock here on FM 106.
It's a possible matchup is at Williamsville against one of our Southwestern schools.
We've seen that before, haven't we?
Yeah, that could be a very good possibility.
End around handoff to Mullenix. He puts his foot in the ground, uses a stiff arm, and a flag comes in late. Mullenix carried for the first down. We'll wait for the signal. Good blocking out there on the edge, but was it aided by a hold? Yes, it was. That flag resting at about the 30-yard line, so it looks like they'll step the penalty off from there. Of course, the last time Staunton got a penalty on a positive play, Carl, they went for a big touchdown the next snap.
That's right. Actually, it was a good pass play, too, that was called back just because of an illegal lineup.
43.9 seconds for the opening quarter. And as Louis Lane gives the signal of holding. Nice crowd on hand here for week nine, senior night for Gillespie. Staunton has filled the visiting section of bleachers across the way here at Don Duke Debrino Field. Of course, they renamed the field in honor of the legendary coach earlier this season. So the hold moves the football back to the 20-yard line. It'll be second and a dozen from there. Sam Best, the young sophomore quarterback, checks his left wrist for the play. Has Ray behind him. He will motion Beloriak, and he will hand to Devin Ray running left. Devin, oh, nice little hesitation step, lowers his shoulder, and he carries out close to the 35, and he has enough for a Staunton first down. They'll mark him. At the 34, needed 12, got 14. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
A minute 27 to go in the first quarter on the new turf in Verdon, and North Mac a 14-0 lead over Riverton. The Panthers trying to become postseason eligible. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
Big night North Mac with the turf. Of course, they played the freshman game there last night. North Mac beat Carletonville in the first game played on the turf. They wanted to play a freshman game first, Carl, get some of the kinks worked
get
out.
Get some of the kinks. Send the freshman out there. See if there's any problem with this.
Best will hand to Beloriak running right, looking for a block. A flag comes out as Beloriak carries for a short gain on the play. The flag came on the far side of the field, but it definitely is in the area of another hold on Staunton. North Mac's been waiting for that turf field all year long. Of course, you know, that gets a lot of people's attention, but they got to win tonight to get postseason eligible. It's good. It's going
on
Gillespie. A defensive hold on the Miners. So the run went for about 6 yards out to the 40. So give Beloriak that yardage. Then they'll tack on the holding penalty from the end of the run. You don't see many defensive holds. And I would say it wasn't an effective hold because the play went for six.
Nope. Not effective, and cost him 10.
12.9 seconds for the opening quarter, and that holding penalty moves the football onto the Gillespie side of the 50 at the 45. Clock will wind 10 seconds for the quarter. See if Staunton wants to run another play. They don't have to if they don't want to, and it doesn't look like they want to. 3 seconds, Sam Best just standing by the official, and that's the quarter. After one quarter of play here in week nine at Gillespie, the Miners lead Staunton 7-6. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Don Duke Debrino Field in Gillespie. Miners leading the Bulldogs 7-6. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios taking care of our game breaks. He'll also have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here at the break. Little play action. Best in the throw. Has a man. It is caught. That's Beloriak. He's behind the defense, dragging defenders into the end zone for the touchdown. Oh, they had him up high at the shoulder pads, and he just ran right through that would-be tackle of Colin Johnson. Best to Beloriak from 45 yards. An 85-yard touchdown, now a 45-yard touchdown on the first play of the second quarter.
Well, you got to like Bess's passing rating for sure. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Now Holly Bukeski. Nope, Bulldogs are going to go for two. After they missed their first extra point, they'll go for two, up 12-7. Bess will operate from shotgun. Ray the tailback. Three receiver set. Check that four receiver set. Three in the left slot. They will run that way with Ray. Has to turn it up inside, and he did not get there. Good job by the Gillespie defense on the two-point try. 10 seconds into quarter number two. Staunton has taken the lead. They lead Gillespie 12-7. Back with the Staunton kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Staunton. Four plays, 78 yards in a minute and 36 seconds. A 45-yard touchdown from Sam Best to Henrik Beloriak. A 45-yard strike. The two-point try, no good, coming at the 11:50 mark of the second quarter. 12-7 Staunton. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. Low kick right down the heart of the field. Going to be picked up off the turf by John Barry. Coming to the left. He's going to turn the corner. Makes one man miss, and he's out across the 35. Tripped up there at the 36. And that's where Gillespie will start. First and 10, trailing by 5. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
In the South Central Conference, Vandalia has extended their lead over Greenville 14-0. In the CS8, Glenwood leading Rochester by a score of 21-0. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
Well, I guess Glenwood was ready.
They were indeed, obviously. And Vandalia up 14-0 on Greenville. Not shocking.
Of course, week 9 last year for Greenville didn't go well, and they wound up in the state quarterfinals.
See? They make it the long way sometimes, Greenville.
Frankie Barrett hands to Frinsko, and C.J. Frinsko nowhere to go. He can't get the edge. Stacked up there nicely by Colin Mullenix.
Then you go back a few years, Tim. Don't you remember when they would be the toast of the conference? First round, they'd lose in a bizarre game. Then it seems like now they're doing better in the playoffs. They have the last several times they made it. So there was a couple years they just had a great team, but they'd always get stunned early in the playoffs.
Of course, Greenville, after that dominating run, lost to the first round, Tyler Hutchinson's senior year. Here's Frinsko running to the right and drags and fights for a couple of extra yards. He did a good job there to get out across the 40 to the 42. You know, the ebbs and flows of postseason. Think about Carthenville for years. Couldn't get over that second-round hurdle.
That's true, too.
They
yeah.
eventually got past it. Williamsville for years. Couldn't get over the state quarter. They were in the state quarterfinals
stuck
like
in there
5 or 6 years in a row and couldn't get past that. Eventually, they did. Well, unfortunately for Greenville, they were never able to get over that state semi-final hurdle. On the ground with Frinsko. And he's going to be stacked up, still going out across the 45 to about 46.
I think he'll get it.
You know, you think about all those great teams that Greenville
right.
had, never made the state final.
And really, their best years, I think they even got knocked out surprisingly early. And, yeah, that's just how that football bounces
yeah.
sometimes.
Well, they had a run there about 7 or 8 years where they were in the quarterfinals or semifinals. They just couldn't get over that. I remember we were here in Gillespie that 2013 year for Staunton and Gillespie when they were down in Mount Carmel. It was like 77-71.
Right.
And they won. The shootout of all shootouts. Barrett straight back. Now he's going to hand off to Frinsko. And Frinsko makes a move, and he has a first down. And David Jenkins reminds me of 71-70. So a low-scoring affair. 10 minutes for the first half. As Frinsko carries for a first down at the Staunton 42, gain of 14.
All of a sudden, he's become a major power in this football game.
And just to wrap all that up, the point is, you get in and you never know what might happen.
Oh, absolutely. Well, how about our World Series? Where's the two best teams?
Yeah.
They're watching. Best records are both watching. Oh, good
slant
pass.
To Cravagna makes the catch inside the 25, down to the 20, check that, inside the 35, down to about the 33. Gain of 9 on the play. Well, Houston had the best record, Carl. They're just not playing like it right now.
Well, the Dodgers also.
Dodgers, yeah.
Dodgers for sure in the National, and I was going with the Yankees, yeah, basically.
You. Yeah, the best team in the National League record-wise is home, courtesy right. of the Nationals. And the Yankees and Astros, somebody was going to lose.
That was two good teams.
That was,
well,
yeah.
good records. And they're
right.
all good teams, unfortunately.
Right.
Can't say they aren't. When you win over 90 games in baseball, you're a good team.
Hand off to Frinsco, and CJ straight ahead. He has the Gillespie first down inside the 30 at the 29.
That's so the good. First drive we've seen in this game. It's been big plays and quick touchdowns, but this time the Miners are kind of grinding one out.
And this is a good answer drive for Gillespie after Staunton had the big strike to take their first lead of the night. Gillespie working now on a 7-play drive that started at their own 36. They've had the ball for coming up on 3 minutes. Eye formation behind Frankie Barrett. He will hand off to John Barry running right. Barry stays behind that right side of his offensive line, and he gets down close to the 25. Pick up a 4, and it'll be second down. They'll give him a gain of 5. It'll be second and 5. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Shutouts aplenty currently in the South Central Conference. Vandalia 21-0 over Greenville, Pena 32-0 over Hillsboro, and Roxana 21-0 over Southwestern. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
And, of course, if Roxana wins, they will be in.
I thought they would be. I was going to ask that question.
Yeah, they're 4-4. Started 1-4. Here's Barry running right, lowers his shoulder. And he gets down right to the 20, and Gillespie's into the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com and move the chains for Gillespie. Yeah, Carlinville started 1-3. Roxana started 1-4, and both, it looks like, will be making the postseason.
Both had to play your Vandalias, your Greenfields, and your Painas. A key factor.
That made all the difference this year.
Vandalia really putting it on Greenville early. Surprising a little bit to me.
Hand off to Barry. Straight ahead off the left side. Lowers his shoulder. He's down inside the 15. At the 14, a gain of 6. We'll have Carlinville at Litchfield coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. Remember, Carlinville went to Roxana in week one and pulled out a tough, hard-nosed victory there. And that win just looks better and better with each passing week for Carlinville.
Yeah, you'd like to see both those teams. As it turned out, they were pretty equally matched. Play later in the year, but you didn't know that at the beginning of the year.
That's exactly right. I formation behind Barrett, who comes under center. Frankie will hand it off to John Barry. Barry carries down to the 10-yard line, a gain of 4. You know, there was a lot of talk about Carlinville, you know, the three of the first four games. You mentioned the gauntlet of Vandalia, Greenville, Pena. But they played Roxana week one on the road.
So I mean, actually, they're all the playoff teams. They would have played.
First 4 weeks,
first
yeah.
First 4 weeks.
Out of the gate.
Besides themselves being a playoff team.
6 minutes, 25 seconds for the first half. 12-7. Staunton is leading. Gillespie on the move. As Frankie Barrett has eye formation behind him on third and one. They will give to the big fullback. Nope, check that. That's Billy Gill. And Billy fights hard down inside the 5 to about the 3. He has a first down and picked up 7. Billy, a 5'9", 200-pound senior. I mistook it for Tom Johnson, who's a 5'11", 200-pound senior.
A littler on the Billy side, but another first down. It's a very impressive ball control drive by the Gillespie Miners.
12th play of the drive coming up here. First and goal from the 3. Barrett will hand it off. That is Billy Gill into the end zone for the Gillespie touchdown. A great answer drive for the Miners. It's a 3-yard touchdown at the 5:52 mark of the second quarter after Staunton had a quick strike to take the lead. Gillespie comes back with a 12-play drive. John Barry now on for the extra point try. 13-12, Gillespie leading. Barrett to hold. Barry to kick. Snap is back. The hold is down. Barry's kick is partially blocked at the line and no good. 5:52 for the first half. Gillespie back in front over Staunton, 13-12. We're back to Don Duke DeBrino Field following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture Floor Coverings Drive Summary, 12 plays, 64 yards, took 5 minutes and 51 seconds off the second quarter clock, capped by a 3-yard touchdown run from Billy Gill. Extra point, no good. Gillespie leads Staunton 13-12 at the 5:52 mark of the first half. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings Drive Summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. Griffith has it teed up. That's a low liner caught by Molinix at the 30. That ball might have caught him embedded right in his shoulder pads, and now he returns it out across the 35 to the 37. Across. That was not an easy catch for Molinix right there.
Ball probably knuckling going toward him and with quite a lot of zip to it. In fact, I think it might have bounced all the way to the end zone if he doesn't feel it the way he does.
He was kind of turned sideways as well.
I think he probably saved him 20 yards on the fielding position.
I think you're right. Good ball game here tonight in Gillespie. Staunton leading. Check that. Gillespie leading Staunton 13-12 after the Bulldogs had taken a 12-7 lead. Miners come right back with a long touchdown drive. Best from shotgun. He's going to set the little screen to McCullough. He makes the catch, and he has the first down or close to it on that far sideline. And if he stayed inbounds, Carl, he might have had another touchdown.
Only caught one pass so far, but it went for 85 yards. That's his second catch.
So he's got a good average.
He's still got a good average.
Carried it or caught it and ran for 8 yards that time.
So he's close to 100 yards already.
Second and two. He was out of bounds on that far sideline, 5:39 for the first half of play. 13-12, Gillespie. They will motion Valoriak. Kendrick takes the carry, running right, looking for a seam, doesn't have it, and he has dropped. Nice tackle there by Frankie Barrett. Actually, Billy Gill there. Tom Johnson held him up, and Gill cleaned him up. They'll set up third down after no gain on that play, third and about two. Good job by Gillespie of pursuing to the football. Senior night for the Miners. They were eliminated last week from postseason contention. And Jake Bilbrook told us last week, 4-5 sounds a heck of a lot better than 3-6.
Does indeed.
Inside of 5 minutes for the first half. Best from shotgun. Three receivers on the left side of the formation. Raise the tailback. They will give to Devin. Sidesteps the defender in the backfield. Makes a nice move and dragging a Miner inside of the 40. That was a nice run for Devin Ray down to the Gillespie 38. Gain of 17 for Devin Ray. 4:45 for the first half. Clock stops as they reset the chains. Now we're rolling. The game started with a fumble, then touchdowns back-to-back for both teams and three punts in a row. Now the teams have exchanged touchdowns, back-to-back possessions, with Staunton on the move again. Best rolling left. He's in trouble now, coming back to the right. Gets away. He's going to tuck and run, and he will step out of bounds after he got something there and wisely got to the sideline and out of bounds. They will mark him out at the Gillespie 37. So he ran a lot to pick up one.
I'm going to give him officially at least two.
4:20 for the first half. 13-12 Gillespie. It's an absolutely perfect night for football. Final nine of the regular season. We'll have the Road to DeKalb 8 o'clock tomorrow night here on FM 106, our playoff preview show. Best has split backs as he works from shotgun. He will hand off to Noah Partridge. He's hit by Gill, gets away from Gill, then wrapped up by Johnson. And still spins and fights his way down close to the 30. Flag down, though, at the end of the play. Partridge did a heck of a job to get the yardage he got. That was all Noah Partridge there. The 6-foot, 170-pound sophomore. His twin brother, Caleb, also 6-foot, 170. Unsportsmanlike on Gillespie. That's going to wind up being a first down for Staunton. The carry went to the 31, so give Partridge 6 on the carry. And the unsportsmanlike penalty is going to move the chains for the Bulldogs with 4:10 to play in the first half. They will step that penalty off from the end of the run. That's going to be a 15-yarder. Going to move it down to about the 15. It'll be first and 10 there for Staunton. And those are the types of penalties, Carl. You just can't have them. They're no good in week one, and they're no good in week nine.
No.
Nor anywhere in between. Week one, maybe you can forgive them a little bit. Not in week nine, though. 4 minutes, first half. Split backs for Best. He's going to roll to his left, eyes down the field, going to throw on the run. McCullough, one-handed catch at the sticks. Oh, he stayed inbound. Sensational from Kyle McCullough. And Staunton is in the Sievers Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Sievers and Xmark. Score now with Xmark at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com. That's a 11-yard pass play down to the 6. What a catch from McCullough. One-handed on the sideline.
Quite impressive so far. Already 104 yards in the game.
It was a gain of 9, so it's 2nd and 1 now. They hand it off to Ray. He runs left, shy of the goal line, but he has a first down, moved the chains. It'll be 1st and goal for the Bulldogs at the 4. Needed 1, got 2. 3:40 for the first half as Staunton trying to answer back. Bulldogs took the lead on the first play of the second quarter. Gillespie answered back with a 12-play touchdown drive. Now Staunton coming right back at him. 1st and goal at the 4. 3.5 minutes for the first half. 13-12 Gillespie. Ray the tailback. Best from shotgun. Trip receivers to the right. They will. Fake to Ray. It's Best on the keeper to the pylon. He's in for the Bulldog touchdown. Sam Best, a 4-yard touchdown at the 3:19 mark of the second quarter. And we talked about Gillespie's answer drive. Staunton says, we got an answer of our own, boys.
And now you begin to wonder how important these extra points are in this particular game, because 1 point was the difference before that touchdown.
John Berry made the first extra point on the game's first score. Since then, we've had 2 missed extra points and a failed 2-point conversion. And Staunton's going to go for 2 again. They lead 18-13. 4 receiver set, raise the tailback, Best from shotgun for the 2-point try. They motion a man, and we've got a whistle before the snap. That was the motion man favor, and that's going to be a false start on Staunton. So we'll see if they still go for 2. That's going to cost them 5 yards after a 8-play touchdown drive. .319 for the first half, and as Carl said, these missed extra points at this some point could loom large in this football game. Bulldogs will keep the offense on the field, and they'll go for 2. Now from the 7-yard line. Looks like a similar formation to the one they had on the first attempt. Best from shotgun. He's going to set up a quick hitter and threw it behind Colin Molinex. Boy, he put a lot of steam on that football. So a 2-point try, no good. 3:19 for the first half. Staunton back in front. They lead Gillespie 18-13. We'll come back to Don Duke to Brino Field following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Staunton. 8 plays, 63 yards in 2 minutes and 25 seconds. A 4-yard touchdown run from quarterback Sam Best after that unsportsmanlike conduct penalty gave Staunton a first down. 2-point conversion, no good. 18-13. Staunton, that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthendale since 1854. Little squib kick on the ground for a long time. Barry on the return. He coughed it up. Staunton says they have it, and they do.
Well, turnovers got this game going, basically, Tim, offensively. With 2 turnovers quickly, and now another one by the Miners could cost them dearly with just 3:14 left in this half.
Boy, that's a big one right there. You know, not all turnovers are created equal, and when you fumble the kickoff after a team has just scored to take the lead late in a half, that can be costly.
I mean, you don't think nothing going. And at halftime trailing by the 5 points. But if they put another touchdown on you here from that turnover.
Staunton will start at the Gillespie 33 following the fumbled kickoff. Hand off to Devin Ray. Puts his foot in the ground and lowers his shoulder. A punishing run that time for Devin Ray as he carries down inside of the 30 to the 29. A pickup of 4. It'll set up 2nd and 6. Clock running 2:50 for the first half. We'll get you a game break here after this Bulldog snap. Leading 18-13. They just took the lead, then John Barry fumbled the ensuing kickoff. Now Staunton on the attack again. Split backs for Sam Best. He's going to throw. Now he's going to have to tuck and run. Eyes down the field. Loads up. Picked off. But a flag comes out. The interception to Frankie Barrett. Multiple flags on the play. And I don't know what this will be, Carl. Will it be roughing the passer?
Could have, yeah. Or just two different penalties, too. We'll see.
Nice job by Frankie Barrett to pick it off. It's on Gillespie. It is on Gillespie, so the interception will not stand. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. North Mac well on their way to becoming postseason eligible, leading Riverton 35-0. Pena all over Hillsboro 40-0, but something to keep an eye on, Pena continues to struggle with that extra point. That could cost them in the postseason. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
That's a good point, David. They get into the playoffs and those little things become big things in a hurry. I remember Greenville losing a state quarterfinal game at the beginning of that dominating run on a blocked extra point in double overtime.
That's the difference of the game a lot of times.
Difference right now is a penalty by Gillespie after an interception by Frankie Barrett. Take the pick off the board, and the penalty is going to move the football down to the 16-yard line. I didn't see the signal for the penalty, but whatever it is, it keeps Staunton's offense on the field. Another mistake for the Miners. Big penalties and turnovers have cost them. Now a hard count from Best, and I think Gillespie came across the line. They did. Carl, they had a big penalty on that last touchdown drive. Then you fumble the kickoff, and now a penalty takes an interception off the board. So a series of mistakes stacked up in short order here for Gillespie.
Yeah, 60 yards of penalties by the Miners. Not something you like to see first half of, your ninth game of the season. Way too many penalties.
1st and 5 for Staunton at the 11, 2:12 for the first half. A chance for the Bulldogs to seize control here, leading 18-13. They've won 5 of their last 7 against Gillespie. Hand off to Devin Ray, and he doesn't have anywhere to go there. The Miner defense has him stacked up. Tom Johnson drives him back with a host of his teammates. Clock will run 1:50 for the first half. No gain on that play. It'll be 2nd down and 5 at the 11. 100 seconds for the first half, and Staunton can just take their time here and make sure you don't give the ball back to Gillespie here in the first half. They have 2 timeouts left. 90 seconds for the half. Split backs between Sam Best. 3 receiver set, 2 on the right side of the formation. He's going to go left, though, with Kyle McCullough. Wide receiver screen, similar to that 85-yard touchdown we saw earlier, but this time Gillespie has it covered up nicely. And Staunton's going to take a quick timeout. 1:17 for the first half. It's going to be 3rd down for Gillespie from the 11-yard line of Gillespie when we come back to Don Duke DeBrino Field following these messages.
PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville is the place to go for all your automotive and tire needs. They offer everything from four-wheel drive system repairs and TPMS adjustment to brake repair, steering, and suspension system repairs and wheel alignment. PJ's Tire and Auto Service also offers a wide range of tires when it's time for a change. Call 854-4437.
Ghouls and Goblins will be knocking on your door in search of Halloween goodies. Trick them into eating right with farmer-owned Prairie Farms fresh milk and butter disguised as Halloween cookies. And be sure to send them trick-or-treating with plastic pints of orange juice or chocolate milk. Have a happy and healthy Halloween. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize back here at Don Duke Brino Field in Gillespie. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios. Week 9 of the high school football season, and David will have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here in a minute and 17 seconds of game action. And what will the status be? Staunton leading 18-13, working on a drive here after Gillespie fumbled the kickoff. Third and 6 from the 13. Best going to throw, looking in zone, underthrown, and incomplete, looking for McCullough. Good coverage on the play out there. Going to bring up
both
fourth down.
Handsy on offense and defense, but I guess it was kind of fair play.
A lot of hand fighting going on.
It did look, yeah, it looked like, well, and you know how that goes. One gets the call on them sometimes, but not that time.
So fourth down and 6. Staunton will keep the offense on the field, and they will go. Leading by 5. Big play the ball game right here and now. Best from shotgun. Fourth and 6. Wants the screen, throws it out in the flat, and no one home. He was looking for Molinex. Gillespie had it covered up well, and the minor defense comes up big to force the turnover on downs and get the football back with 67 seconds to play in the first half. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
With 17 seconds left in the first half, Auburn has tied Moroa Forsyth that score 14-14, so a heck of a ball game there between the pair of Trojan teams. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
Two state-ranked teams there, and boy, what a win that would be for Dave Bates and Auburn heading into the postseason. That would get them to 7-2, and talk about changing your postseason seeding and fortune. 7-2, 6-3, big difference. Miners keep it on the ground, carrying to the right, out close to the sticks. Clock will stop right now, 61 seconds, as the ball carrier went out of bounds. With C.J. Frinsko on the carry, out across the 20 to the 21. Picked up about 8. Second down and short now for Gillespie, trailing by 5.
Might make a mark on that last defensive stance by the Miners after the turnover. That was a crucial defensive stance by them to keep the Bulldogs off the scoreboard.
That was huge. A minute to play first half. Second and 3 for Gillespie. Here comes Billy Gill. Little hesitation. Gets outside. Turns the corner. Flags out. Multiple flags out. Probably coming back with an offensive hold. Staunton certainly thinks it's on Gillespie. One flag in the middle of the field. That came out first. And a flag late on the sideline. Actually, 3 pieces of laundry on the field.
Well, if they're all holding, they'll go with the one farthest or closest to them, which will make it the worst penalty, obviously. Cost them a few more yards. We'll see if they're both the same penalty.
One's on Staunton.
Uh-huh.
Offsetting on sportsmanlike. Those are declined. Now a hold on Gillespie. So you had offsetting on sportsmanlike penalties and then a hold on Gillespie.
Well, I'm not sure. Do we enforce one then?
Enforce the hold.
Out of the 3, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the sportsman likes will offset, and then the hold will be enforced. You know, Carl, I was just thinking, the officials tonight, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, pink whistles, pink wristbands. What would happen if you had a pink flag? Would that just mess everything up? Would it just?
I guess we'd see it. Okay.
Just a thought.
Yeah, yeah. No problem, I guess.
You know, you see, you know, pink socks, everything's pink, but the flag is always yellow. Why not go to a pink flag for October?
Just as well. I have to bring that up to him.
I'll have to suggest that to our buddy Louis Legg.
It would be noticed, especially in a game like this. That was already the 6th penalty that'll count against Gillespie for 70 yards. So that has been a big bugaboo for this minor team this first half.
Yeah, 3 flags just on that play alone, but only
2 on them,
count.
Yeah.
53 seconds for the first half, a 5-point lead for Staunton. So after all that, it's 2nd and 6. For the Miners. Barry going to pitch left with Barry. John Barry. Oh, what a big lick. Shoulder to shoulder drives Barry out of bounds. Colin Molinex. Hello. And Gillespie will take a timeout. 45.3 seconds for the first half. 18-13. Staunton leading. Gillespie has the ball. Third down and about 2 when we come back to Don Duke to Brino Field in Gillespie following these messages. Stay tuned for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show with David Jenkins coming up next here on WSMI. 45.3 seconds for the first half. Staunton leading Gillespie 18-13. Miners have third and two at their own 21-yard line. As Gillespie's defense came up with a big stand late in this half after Staunton scored to take the lead. The Miners then fumbled the ensuing kickoff, but the Gillespie defense turned Staunton away. Barrett under center, and there's a motion penalty. The tailback, wow. John Barry, he forgot the snap count, Carl.
He definitely did. A little too obvious to get away with. Takes a couple steps before the snap. Not a good sign.
Oh, we're not going on one. Going on two.
Apparently, he was on one.
44 and a half seconds for the first half, and this has been a penalty-filled first half, especially on the minor side.
Oh, it really has. 75 yards now. And might just chat about that a little bit, because, you know, they can move the ball. They've shown they can move the ball quickly and effectively, but the penalties have really cut into them. It helped the Bulldogs out, especially on their offensive drives.
And then defensively, Gillespie's had some big penalties that have aided Staunton drives.
They've aided the drives as much as anything.
They haven't been the little dink and dunk penalties.
15-yarders, usually.
Yeah.
One we're not sure of. It might have just been, like you say, the quarterback probably got roughed on that last Staunton Bulldog drive.
And that took a touchdown or interception off the board.
So, big, big penalty.
45 seconds for the half. Third and seven now from Gillespie 16. Barrett, little play action. He's going to throw out in the flat. The catch is made by Barry. Needs a block. Got it. And on the far sideline, did he step out? Oh, he stepped out before he got to the sticks. We're going to mark him at the 19. From our angle, looking like he lunged towards the sticks, but he was out of bounds, 3 yards shy. And the bad thing there is, Carl, he's out of bounds. The clock stops.
Right.
36.9 for the half, and now Gillespie will have to punt.
Bulldogs, I believe, still have one timeout.
Henrik Beloriak, back fast, to return.
Fast-moving team, let's face it. Their offense has been big plays and fast plays.
Now Gillespie's going to take a timeout as they will have to punt. This will be a crucial moment for Gillespie. You can't give up a big return to the Bulldogs. 36.9 seconds for the first half. Staunton leads Gillespie 18-13. Back to Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. At some point, we will get to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. It will happen.
Seems like we've been stuck in this minute.
It's been a long closing minute to the first half. Gillespie has to punt. Barry. Low line drive kick. Going to bounce in midfield. Takes
a
good Gillespie roll. Beloriak lets it go. Rolls inside the 40, inside the 35. Touchdown there at the Staunton 33 with 26 seconds for the first half. So we'll see how Zach Ferguson wants to play this. Up five on the road. 26 seconds for the half at your own 33. You try to take a couple of shots and see if you can maybe get a Gillespie penalty or a big play. We've already seen two big touchdowns, an 85-yard pass from Best to McCullough, a 45-yard touchdown pass to Beloriak. So Staunton has shown the ability to strike quick with the big pass play. Best will operate from shotgun here. Four receiver set for Staunton. Snap away to Best. He will hand off to Beloriak. Henrik Beloriak running to the right. Flag comes out. Why not? And Beloriak is down at the 36, but will wait for the signal. If you have the over in the number of penalties tonight, you win.
You've already won your contest.
That's exactly
right.
There's
no doubt about it.
You can sit back and relax for the second half. No worries. 17.6 for the first half.
Yeah, decline the penalty and they'll run the clock out on them. It's one way to think about it here.
The play went for three. Illegal block in the back on Staunton. They will accept the penalty. So that'll move the Bulldogs back.
See, for the Bulldogs, though, that's only 30 yards of penalties and four total penalties.
Moves the football back inside the Staunton 25 with the 24.
In this case, you can just say, well, we'll run it one more time and let the clock run out. So no damage done here.
18-13, Staunton with the lead. They fumbled on their second play of the ball game. Gillespie cashed it in for a touchdown, but since then, Staunton has settled in nicely. best. We'll hand it off to Devin Ray. He's hit quickly out across the 25. Tackle made there by Jacob Rimmer. And that will be the final play of the first half. After two quarters here in week 9 in the Macoupin County rivalry, it is Staunton 18, Gillespie 13. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. And thanks to David Jenkins for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. David did great work all season long with the Pizza Man pregame show and the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. And David's probably going to be pressed into play-by-play action coming up next week in the opening round of the playoffs. As Carlinville is going to get in. Looks like North Mac is in. We know Nokomis is in. So if all three play on Saturday, well, yeah, we'll have three crews out and bring you three games. That's right.
And, yes, I also want to point out, really helps the broadcast out, too. Helps us out. David does a great job.
Always fantastic.
Keeps everything rolling.
Yes, the game breaks are really fantastic. Keeps us up to date on what's happening around the area. So we appreciate all the work David has done throughout the football season. We are set for the start of the third quarter here as Gillespie will get the football to begin things. Staunton has it teed up. That is Devin Ray. Puts his foot to it, a low squibber, and it's going to be fielded by one of the Gillespie upmen just out across the 40 and a short return shy of the 45. So good field position for the Miners to start here in the second half.
I forget what pro team, but it was an onside kick. Just fielded it right in the air, took off, boom, touchdown.
I can't remember,
but it's like I keep thinking, you know, sooner or later we're going to have one of those when they do one of these squib kicks, and someone's just going to grab it in the front line and go straight down the field.
You get past that initial line, and there's no one left to catch you.
Right.
Bulldogs lead by 5, 18-13. Frankie Barrett under center, tight power formation. Handoff to Frinsko, and C.J. Frinsko gets to midfield, and he is wrapped up there by Colin Mullenix and Sam Best. Gain of 6 to midfield. Let's go to David with a game break.
Out of the CSA conference, Glenwood was up 28-7. Now Rochester clawing their way back out of the break. Now 28-20, lead over Rochester. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
Here come the Rockets. You didn't think they'd go quietly into the night, did you?
Well, you don't know. But obviously we do now. They are not going quietly.
Second and 4 for Gillespie. 18-13, Bulldogs with the lead. They will motion Gill. Barrett on the keeper, lowers his shoulder onto Mullenix, gets up with some authority. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down. That was a good power run on the quarterback keeper from Frankie Barrett. And on senior night here for Gillespie, and really the seniors for Staunton as well, this is it.
Yeah,
you know this
game.
Is it. There is no next week. This is your last half of high school football, so leave it all out there.
Yeah, not your typical quarterback run there as he lowers his head and drives into a defender.
I formation on 3rd and 1 from the Staunton 47. Barrett will hand it off. That is John Barry. He has the first down. That was some hard hitting right there as Barry lowered the boom on Mullenix again. So back-to-back plays, Mullenix on the business end of punishing Gillespie runs. That's a first down for the Miners, a gain of 6 for Barry.
And Mullenix is probably thinking, one of you other guys can make the tackle next time.
Anybody's supposed to
do it. I don't have
to
make them all.
Collins just a sophomore, so of course he'll be back. Nice looking sophomore group for this Staunton squad.
Our quarterback's little, but he's a powerful arm.
Yes, he does. Here's Barry running to the right, probing his way, and gets inside of the 40 down to about the 37 for a gain of 4. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, Sports Saturday at 9:03, and then, of course, the Road to DeKalb tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, here on WQSMI-FM 106. Fighting Illini football tomorrow as well from Purdue, 10 o'clock pregame on WAOX 105.3 The Ox.
Could say a critical game for Illinois if they want to make a serious run for one of those lower bowls.
That's right.
Got to win 6 to get in a bowl, I think.
They can get 5 now they got so many balls. Hand off to Frinsko, and CJ fights hard and gets down to the 35. There's too many bowl games.
I know.
When you're trying to fill them with 5 and 7 teams.
And, of course, the Big Ten school would be one they'd go ahead and take with 5 wins because they'll bring in a big money revenue into their bowl.
Oh, and Illinois's got a good fan base, though. They'll travel.
They do.
That's the other thing about those bowl games. A lot of times the stadiums are more than half empty.
Sure. I don't know why they – you kind of wonder why they have so many – when it gets to the point, like, as you say, why do you have ones that are under 500?
As Uncle Ralph used to say, M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. No other reason than that.
But we're also, like you're pointing out, half full in a nice location. You wonder,
as long as corporations are willing to sponsor them.
I guess they're bringing in the money TV-wise.
Exactly right.
That's about it.
Third and four for the Miners from the Staunton 35. Gillespie trails by five, 18-13, inside of 9 minutes for the third quarter. Barrett will throw out in the flat. Catch is made by Carvagna. He's got space. Stiff arm, and he's out of bounds at the 21-yard line. A gain of 14 on third and short, as Barrett put that right on the money for Carvagna. And a first down for Gillespie.
Well, again,
51 for the third quarter.
Really, the second drive that the Miners have put together, it's probably going to be, well, at least push 10-plus plays or get near 10 plays.
This is the seventh play of the drive coming right now. Drive that started at their own 44-yard line. Empty backfield behind Barrett. Three receivers to the left. They will motion Gill to the left. Give it to Gill, running left, and Billy Gill down with the good finish of that run at the 15, a gain of 6, and Gillespie has entered the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers JCB. Score now with JCB at Sievers JCB, online at SieversEquipment.com. A good drive out of the locker room here for the Miners. And that big defensive stand late in the first half after they fumbled the kickoff. It could have been down more than 5, but the defense rose up. Now the offense trying to answer back here to start the third quarter. Barrett will hand to Barry. John Barry straight ahead running. And he is down to the 10-yard line in a pickup of 5. And they had that 12-play, 64-yard drive in the second quarter. Now they're having a similar drive here, just nothing fancy. Straight at you. Good blocking up front. Downhill running. 8:15 for quarter number 3. Frankie Barrett comes back under center. Frensko is the tailback. Alex Ottersberg split out wide to the right. Two receivers from the left side. That's Barry and Carter. They will give to C.J. Frensko running right. Has a seam. Bounces outside. Looks for a block. Stretches out into the end zone for the Miner touchdown. Boy, that was a nice piece of running by Frensko. He started just off the right guard. Bounced it outside and then even more outside to the pylon for the 10-yard touchdown to put Gillespie back in front, 19-18 at the 7:54 mark of the third quarter. That's the opening drive of the second half.
Got to have the speed to do that, and Frisco did. Junior, so he'll be back. Good news for the Miners.
The Miners will line up and go for 2 and try to get up 3.
Extra points have been at a premium today. Hard to get.
Barrett under center. He will fake. He will throw. Catch is made by Barry, and the two-point try is good. They fake the fullback dive, and then Barrett put it right between the 3 and 4 of John Barry. So with 7:54 to play in the third quarter, Gillespie back in front. They lead Staunton 21-18. We're back to Don Duke DeBrino Field following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Gillespie takes the opening drive of the second half. 56 yards and 9 plays. Took 4 minutes and 2 seconds. Capped off by a 10-yard run from C.J. Frensko. 2-point conversion good from Barrett to Barry to make it 21-18 Gillespie at the 7:54 mark of the third quarter. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. Little squib kick bounces off of Sam Best's leg. He goes diving on top of the football on the sideline, and he gets possession for the Bulldogs. We've seen some funny bounces here tonight in this football game, and that started early.
It did. That's continued. That was kind of a strange play there.
You see it all the time, those little squibs. You might wind up recovering it, but the main goal is just to make sure there's no return. Bulldogs have the football for the first time here in the second half. Now trailing by 3, 21-18. Split backs between Sam Best, who operates out of shotgun. He will keep it himself. Nice little move in the backfield, and he cuts it upfield out to about the 35. Well, you mentioned about Sam Best. He's not big, 5'6", 135 pounds, right, a sophomore. He's got the arm, but he had a shifty little move back there that time.
Oh, yeah. He's got some moves, no doubt about it. And kind of like that Toy Canyon cannon of old days in baseball. Mm. That was a Houston player in the old days. You wouldn't think he could hit a homer? Well, this kid can throw a homer.
Yes, he can.
He's got the arm.
He throws it out in the flat here. Catch made by McCullough. Gets a block. He's down the sideline again. Cuts around Ottersberg. He's loose at the 30. At the 20. It's a foot race. Goodbye, Bulldog. Touchdown. Best to McCullough again.
Wow. Talk about big numbers for Kyle McCullough.
That's one from 65 yards out. Had an 85-yarder in the first quarter. Now a 65-yarder to answer the Gillespie drive. So Gillespie took 4 minutes and 9 plays. Staunton takes 2 plays and 50 seconds. Oh, boy.
McCullough, 171 yards receiving today. 5 catches. Woo! That is some big numbers.
Now on for the point after. Bukowski, the snap is high. The hold is down. Holly's kick is up, and it is no good. Plenty of leg, but she missed it wide to the left. 7 minutes for the third quarter. What a ball game between these longtime rivals. Staunton 24, Gillespie 21. Back to Don Duke DeBrino Field following these messages on WSMI. Kyle McCullough strikes again. The senior Bulldog playing his final high school football game has an 85-yard touchdown. And now a 65-yard touchdown. 24-21 Bulldogs. Devin Ray has it teed up at the 40. Puts his foot to it. Low squibber down the heart of the field. That's going to take a high hop. Fielded on the bounce by, I think that's Colin Johnson. And Johnson running through a couple of would-be tacklers out across the 40 to about the 42. So Gillespie will have good starting field position. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 2 plays, 68 yards, a 65-yard touchdown from Best to McCullough. Holly Bukowski's extra point, no good. Took just 50 seconds, 24-21. Staunton back in front. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. And Carlos, what a ball game.
We just got the opposite type of offenses going right now. Your conventional run game and your quick-hitting pass game.
Barrett under center, straight back. He's going to throw. Pump action, looking deep. Has Gravagna. It's caught inside the 30. Drug down at the 21-yard line.
Didn't want to be outdone.
Over the top. Anthony Gravagna hauls it in. That is a big-time pass play. 37 yards. Back and forth we go.
60 yards for Mr. Cavagna on his only third catch and all the catches of the Miners so far today.
Hey, what a way to end the regular season.
They're having some big plays themselves.
6.5 minutes for the third quarter. 24-21, Staunton leading. Gillespie now on the move again. Barrett will hand to Gill. Billy Gill gets upended, goes head over heels. And he is down at the 19, a gain of 2, and Gillespie has entered the Severs Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Severs and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Severs, online at SeversEquipment.com. And, Carl, that's always a scary play whenever you see that. You always hope they just complete the flip and don't land on their head.
Absolutely, and it seemed like he came onto the side a little bit, so no problem.
You gotta tackle him low, because if you go high on C.J. Frensko, you're going to wind up on the losing end of that proposition. Second and 8 for the Miners. They will slip it off to John Barry, and Barry carries down inside the 15 to about the 13, a gain of 6. They faked to Frensko left, had Barry coming around, and he was able to get off right guard for a nice gain. Going to set up 3rd and 1 for Gillespie at the Staunton 12.
Definitely 4-down territory, so you can draw up 2 different plays if you want.
5:15 for the third quarter. These teams had the ball. 1 full drive. Both have scored touchdowns. Now Gillespie with their second possession of the third quarter. A big pass play from Barrett to Gravagna has him set up. Frensko on the carry right side. He has the first down. inside of the 10. It'll be first and goal from the 9 for the Miners after a gain of 4 for C.J. Frinsco. Officially, they'll mark him at the 8. Inside of 5 minutes of the third quarter, clock stops as they reset the chains. First and goal, Gillespie. After Staunton scored on 2 plays, following a 9-play touchdown drive for Gillespie. First and goal at the 8 for the Miners. Clock running now, 4:30 for the third quarter. I formation for Barrett. Frankie Barrett will hand to John Berry. Berry, straight ahead, plows his way down inside the 5 to the 2. Gain of 6. It'll be second and goal from the 2. 4:20 for the third quarter. Just an absolutely gorgeous night for high school football. Tomorrow, not so much. You know, there's game scheduled tomorrow, and it's supposed to rain all
perfect,
day.
Perfect weather.
Oof.
No lightning. Rain.
No lightning. That's the hope right there.
A lot of rain.
Nokomis will be playing tomorrow against Colfax Ridgeview. I don't know what they do tomorrow if there is lightning and all that. What do you do?
Delay and, wait.
Hand off to Barry, straight ahead, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. Gillespie answers right back with a touchdown drive.
And I'll ask you to tally up. How many lead changes have we had in this ballgame? I know it's the most we've seen this year.
I will let you know here in just one moment. But, yeah, we are just going back and forth. These teams are exchanging blows. That was a 2-yard touchdown for Barry. Comes at the 3:45 mark of the third quarter.
Well, 3-point lead now. An extra point kicked would make it 4, but they're going for 2.
Miners will go for 2. Barrett comes under center, I formation. Frankie will fake the pitch, rolling right, looking in zone with the pass and incomplete. Nope. The 2-point try is no good. 3:45 for the third quarter. Gillespie surges back in front, 27-24. They lead Staunton. Back to Don Duke DeBrino Field following these messages on WSMI. Carly, yes, the last 6 touchdowns have resulted in a lead change.
Wow.
In this ball game. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Gillespie. 6 plays, 58 yards in 3 minutes and 5 seconds. A 2-yard touchdown from John Berry. The big pass play was Frankie Barrett to Anthony Gravagna for 37 yards. The 2-point try, no good. And Gillespie leads 27-24. That's your Heinz Furniture Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. And Gillespie has it on the onside squibber. It took a rough bounce off the hands of Caleb Partridge. It kind of rolled up his arm over his shoulder, and Gillespie gets on top.
The weird bouncing continues. Tim, that ball just, like you say, it hit him in the chest somewhat, and then it rolled over his back down, and he couldn't get a handle on it.
Well, we saw in the first half when Gillespie just fumbled the kickoff, their defense came up with a big stand. The Staunton defense is going to have to do the same right now after Gillespie recovers the onside kick following the go-ahead touchdown. Big drive in the ballgame. 3:43 for the third quarter. First and 10, Miners. Barrett under center. Fakes a handoff. He wants it all. Throws over the middle. Carter incomplete. Double covered there by Best and McCullough. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Williamsville throttles Porta this evening. That final score, 51 to 15. So the Bullets, a perfect 9-0. We could see them next week in a potential playoff match with an area team. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
And we'll have Aaron Kuntz on the playoff preview show tomorrow night, the Road to DeKalb. Get his thoughts on the Bullets here, the top-ranked team in 3A. They looked poised for a deep postseason run once again. Look forward to talking to Coach Coons tomorrow night on the Road to DeKalb. Here's John Berry. He lowered his head so low he almost scraped dirt into his helmet. He wanted to lay the lick on Mullenix as he carries down inside the 40 to about the 38. A gain of 6. It'll set up 3rd and 4. And you would think this is 4-down territory for Gillespie here. So if you're Staunton, you have to find a way to get a stop.
Yep, and the way they've been running, you got to believe Gillespie's just going to keep it on the ground here.
I formation behind Barrett. He will give to Barry. and John Barry, hit by Mullenix, but not before Barry gets inside of the 35, down to about the 34. And, boy, where they marked out, he's about a half yard shy. It's going to be fourth and a couple of chain links. Louis Lang asking for the measurement. And, Carl, while we have a moment, we were mentioning it just a moment ago about the games tomorrow and with the impending weather, and I honestly don't know what happens if there is lightning and those games can't get played. What do you do? Because the playoff parent show, it's the parents come out at 8. Little after 8, they're coming out. That is not
changing. So there's no night games per se scheduled.
That's not an option. Because it takes them a while to get, you know, to get all the brackets and everything in order. So I don't know what would happen.
Would they delay it?
I don't know. I wouldn't think they would as they stretch the chains and, yep, couple chain links short. But the weather tomorrow does not sound good.
No.
I mean, the forecast says, I think, 100% chance.
There's lightning involved, but there's going to be a lot of rain.
There's going to be a lot of rain, up to an inch and a half of rain. And, yeah, as long as there's no lightning, there's no problem.
And but over a course of, 4 or 5 hours, usually you don't have the lightning. I'm going to guess it. Or just, you know, some places are obviously are going to have a delay or two, maybe. But they're going to have to just stick it out and get it done.
I've never understood why the IHSA doesn't just say week 9, every game's on Friday.
Would make sense, but then, you know, he brought up a point before of Missouri's problem with
officials.
Just officials.
Yeah.
What would that do to Illinois? Would they be able to pull it off?
No, that's a very good point. Fourth and a couple of chain links for Gillespie after they recovered the onside kick, up 3, 2:46 for the third quarter.
Well, we've already seen Barrett put his head down before. Quarterback sneak was usually my favorite play here.
That's exactly what it is, right over the center. He's got the first down. Good call, Carlos.
Well, the easiest one to do. Quickest play.
First and 10, Gillespie at the Staunton 31. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Well, Chatham-Glenwood started with the drive on their own 3-yard line. They drive all the way down and score. Now lead Rochester 35-20 with 2:05 left in the third quarter. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
That's a championship drive right there.
Yeah, it is. We know a good team.
You start at your own 3 and go 97 yards. That's impressive. Here's Frinsko. Gets through a leg tackle, still on his feet. And he gets down right around the 25, gain of 6. Boy, if Rochester does fall tonight, I feel sorry for whoever has to play them in the first round next week.
Yeah.
2:05 for the third quarter.
Usually don't have too much trouble in those early games either.
Gillespie leading 27-24. They've converted a fourth and short on this drive. They now have second and 4. At the Staunton 25, another time-consuming drive here for Gillespie. Barrett wants the pass. Looking in zone, Cravagna caught! It's a minor touchdown!
Well, one of the best receivers for the Miners for a lot of years catches a touchdown on his senior night.
Anthony Cravagna at the minute 42 mark of the third quarter. So Gillespie takes advantage of the onside kick recovery. They were trailing this game 24-21, and Staunton's offense hasn't had the ball since. Now it's 33-24. The Miners line up, and they will go 4-2. Barrett will hand off. Barry dropped the football, picks it up, and now he's got nowhere to go, snowed under by a host of Bulldog defenders. 102 seconds for the third quarter. After the onside kick recovery, Gillespie punches it in. They lead 33-24. Back with the Gillespie kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Don Duke Debrino Field in Gillespie. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. It started with an onside kick recovery into the 25-yard touchdown pass from Frankie Barrett to Anthony Cravagna. 6 plays, 44 yards in 2 minutes, 1 second. 2-point conversion, no good. And with a minute 42 for the third quarter, Gillespie leads 33-24 over their arch rivals from Staunton. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthageville since 1854. Staunton led this game 24-21 at the 7-minute mark. They haven't had the football since. Here's another onside kick, and this time Caleb Partridge just falls on top of it, and that time the ball didn't take any type of funny bounce.
Till the ref tried to get a hold of it, and then he got a little weight. Just floated right behind his back and fell to the ground. Couldn't hang on to it.
No, I think you said it earlier, Carlos. Halloween is close.
It's close. No doubt about it. Well, the Miners definitely did what they had to do offensively. Let's see if Staunton can kick it back here. This first time we're down by a 2-score lead.
Yeah, it's been a 1-score game the whole way up until this point.
But with those extra points, not in favor of Gillespie, which basically neither team's done very well on the extra point attempts.
We've seen Staunton be able to strike fast tonight. 85-yard touchdown, 45-yard touchdown, 65-yard touchdown. Hand off to Devin Ray here, and he is cut off, but he drives the pile and gets a couple of yards out across the 45 to the 46. It'll be a gain of one. So we've seen Staunton the ability to strike quick, and they could use one of those right now as we approach the 82nd mark of the third quarter. This has been a very entertaining third quarter.
It has been, no doubt. Well, they could use that quick one, like you say, Tim, but, boy, their defense isn't getting no rest whatsoever. They either score quick or give it up quick. One of the two.
That's the downside to scoring quick.
Yes.
Right back on the field goes your defensive unit. Second and 9 for the Bulldogs. 4-receiver set. Best straight back in the pocket. He's going to throw out in the flat. Catch is made by Ray. He crosses midfield on the far sideline. They're going to say he stepped out right at the 50, a gain of 4. It'll set up third and short, 57 seconds for the third quarter, and this will be the final, or I was going to say this will be the 4-down territory for Staunton. Will not be the final play of the third quarter.
Yeah, I can see it being 4-down territory the rest of the game at the rate it's gone.
Has to be, doesn't it?
It does in a way, obviously. You don't get one of those 4th and 34s or something ridiculous.
Split backs for Best out of shotgun. He fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, and he comes up short. He was stuffed in there. Billy Gill in on the stop. Also, C.J. Frinsco picked up 2 yards to the 48. And that play call indicates that they knew it was 4th down.
I was going to say right there, that kind of indicates they couldn't have guarantee getting that 4 or 5 yards on that play, but they could get about half of it, which they did.
Half a minute for the third quarter. At the half, it was 18-13 Staunton. It's now 33-24 Gillespie. Best from shotgun on 4th and 4. Hard
trying
count now pulls back. Down to 10 seconds for the quarter. Play clock not running here tonight at Gillespie, so don't know where the play clock is. 5 seconds. They will motion a man, snap away. Final play of the quarter. Best in trouble.
Oh, boy. That hurts.
Back inside the 40. That is Tom Johnson. Have yourself a senior night, Mr. Johnson. After 3 quarters, it is Gillespie 33, Staunton 24. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Don Duke Cabrino Field in Gillespie. What a ball game here tonight between the Miners and the Staunton Bulldogs. Gillespie leading 33-24, senior night for the home team. End around to Ottersburg, and Alex makes a man miss, and he will carry down inside of the 35 to about the 32. And, Carl, we saw that first play of the game for Gillespie. Ottersburg mishandled the ball. This time, handles it cleanly and makes a nice move and picks up 6 yards.
Miners been able to run all game long. Now they've kind of incorporated passing, mainly just to Carvagna.
A couple of big plays. A 37-yarder that set up a touchdown, then a 25-yard touchdown. Barrett under center. He will hand it off to the first man through. That is a nice carry. I think it's Frinsco again. He's got a Gillespie first down. Down at the 20, a gain of 12. And Gillespie back in the Severs recruitment red zone. Powered by Severs and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Severs. Online at SeversEquipment.com. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Congratulations to the North Mac Panthers. They defeat Riverton 55-0, so the Panthers are officially playoff eligible. Now back to Tim and Carl in Gillespie.
They christened the turf in style.
They did indeed. Now, see, they could even be a team that has to play a Williamsville, even though they're in the conference. being a 5-4 team.
That's
if
right.
Williamsville gets a high seed.
We'll know it all tomorrow night. Road to the Cowb, 8 o'clock here on FM 106. Barrett in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. Back about the 30-yard line. Steven Spudich was in on the sack along with Frank Goss.
Now the Bulldogs needed a big defensive play, and they got it there with a quarterback sack.
Loss of 10. Back at the 30. They mark it just inside the 30 at the 29. 10.5 minutes for the ball game. Big play in this game right now. The onside kick recovery by Gillespie after they took a 27-24 lead. Recover the onside kick and then score another touchdown to take a two-score lead, 33-24. Only time tonight this has been a two-score game. Barrett back under center. He's going to run options to the right. A flag comes out on the snap. Pitches behind Barry. John Barry got on top of the football. The flag, though, is going to be on Gillespie. I do believe that's going to be some sort of illegal shift or motion on the Miners. Or it's going to be offside on Staunton.
Well, that's a game saver. game drive saver, I should say. Because, boy, I was going to say Staunton could refuse the penalty, obviously, because they gain nothing and actually lose yards and lose a down. But in this case, it just helps the Miners out.
And Staunton must have been lined up offside because that came out right at the snap.
Had a few of those where Staunton on offense was lined up wrong. And got a penalty right off the bat. Lost some potential big play.
Stay tuned for Carletonville and Litchfield. That broadcast comes up next here on WQSMI FM 106. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. Then, of course, the road to the Cowb tomorrow night, 8 o'clock here on FM 106. And Fighting Illini football tomorrow as well from Purdue. 10 o'clock with the pregame there on 105.3 The Ox. Following the offside penalty, it's 2nd and 14 at the 24. They will slip an inside handoff to Frinsko. He's so hard to get down. Took about 3 white shirts to finally corral him. He's 2 yards away from the original line of scrimmage, down to the 22. It'll be 3rd down and 12, 9.5 minutes for the ball game.
Frinsko having a big game, 88 rushing. They're being led by John Barry, 95 rushing, but I think if 3rd and this long, you might see Anthony Carvagna with a pass from Barrett. Anthony's caught all the passes so far for 85 yards for the Miners.
Had a 25-yard touchdown. That made it a two-score game late in the third quarter. Carl mentioned in the first half that stop Gillespie's defense made after they fumbled the kickoff looming large right now. Slant and incomplete. Good defense over there by Beloriak.
He read it well.
He did.
He was actually in position to catch it. Yeah, he was in position better.
9:03 for the ball game. Brings up 4th down and 12 for the Miners. And this is the spot of the field. They will go for this.
Right, again, Staunton. This is kind of a key on their defense. If they can stop them here, we know they can move the ball quickly themselves.
They've had 3 long touchdown passes tonight. Turned it over on downs the last time they had the football. 4th and 12 from the Staunton 22. Barrett looking in zone. The fade over the shoulder and just out of the reach of Anthony Carvagna. That would have been a heck of a catch if he hauled that in.
Wonder if he would have been in bounds if he could have made the catch. Because he was getting pretty close to it.
That was one of those things, Carl. That was good on everybody's front. Good throw by Barrett. He threw it where only his guy was going to get it. Good job by the Staunton defender to have press coverage. And then Carvagna did all he could do to try to haul in a tough grab.
Took a good shot at it, but like you say, here's the Bulldogs in a quick-hitting offense with, well, close to 9 minutes to go.
Plenty of time in the game, but this feels like a drive where they need to score right now. It doesn't need to be a quick score, but they need to score.
You have a feeling they can't necessarily stop Gillespie from scoring again. They better get back in the game by scoring.
They're going to throw a quick little hitter out to Beloriak, and Best that time overshot him.
Timing looked a little off there, didn't it? The receiver looked like he was ready to catch the ball, and it's already was thrown over his head.
Those screen plays, it's all timing.
Mm-hmm.
Clock that will stop, 8:55 on the incompletion, 33-24 Gillespie. Best is only 5'6", just a sophomore, though, so he's probably got a growth spurt in him here coming up this offseason.
Maybe. I mean, it'd be probably behoove him to get two or three more inches in height to see over the line a little better.
There's a handoff to Ray. And that's going to be a late hit on Gillespie. Ray was stopped, moving backwards, whistle blew, then a minor came in and finished it off. And that's going to be an unnecessary penalty. I might get Jake Carter on that, whoever it is. That was not a smart play from Gillespie. That's right in front of the official, too.
And you know what they achieved until that moment? No penalties in this second half. But that one, a big one.
Instead of being third down and long, the late hit on Gillespie is going to give Staunton a free first down, and it's going to move the football out across the 30-yard line. They'll mark out across the 35 to the 37. A 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty on the Miners. Jake Bilbrook don't like it, but in the era of safety, once the whistle's blown, you can't come in on the pile like that. Best from shotgun has Ray behind him. Sam Best rolling to his right. A flag comes out on the snap. Best in trouble, throws it away. That ball did not get back to the line of scrimmage.
And another flag over on the other side.
Pass didn't get to the line of scrimmage. That's going to be grounding. What's the first flag?
First flag? I'm thinking offsides or illegal formation again or something. It had to almost be without any conflict, so it was offsides or something to that effect.
Louis Lane's getting his steps in tonight from one side of the field to the other side of the field, checking multiple penalties on numerous occasions here tonight. 8:26 for the ball game.
So it's kind of a key if that one's against Staunton too. They'll obviously decline that one. Nope.
On sportsmanlike, on Gillespie. It's a sideline warning on the Miners is what that one was. That was the near side penalty.
Uh-huh.
That was the first flag. Sideline warning. And then the second flag, that was on the far side of the field, as Best rolled out under pressure, and they're picking that flag up. So that flag gets picked up, and they will enforce the sideline penalty on Gillespie. 8:26 for the ball game. Here in week 9 of the high school football season.
So there won't be any yards, just a warning.
There's the warning on that. So
I guess
warning,
they thought the quarterback was out of the pocket and got to throw far enough?
I guess.
It didn't seem like it made it to the line of scrimmage.
It did not. Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Shotgun snap, bounced off of Best hands. Now he drops it, picks it up. He's in a host of trouble in the backfield. He's going to be dropped for a big loss back at the 30. And it's going to set up third and long. Stay tuned for Carthenville and Litchfield coming up next here on FM 106. Cavaliers started 1-3 on the year, trying to end the year on a 5-game win streak.
Time to look for Kyle McCullough. So only got 5 catches for 171 yards for the Bulldogs. I'd throw more to him.
4 receiver set right now, 3rd and 17. Best going to set up the screen to Beloriak, and he dropped it. Just took his eyes off the ball, looking upfield, thinking about where he was going to run after he made the catch. But he didn't make the catch.
And I think the Miners had it covered pretty well, too. It might be why he dropped it, as you could see some Miners
heard
coming
the footsteps.
He could see those footsteps, I tell you, and the feel of them. When you can see and feel it, it's time to not catch the ball.
That's exactly right. 7:40. For the ball game, and the Bulldogs will have to punt. Well, we talked about it would be 4-down territory the rest of the way, but you said unless it was 4th and a long distance, and that's what we have here.
Because you're still in the ball game now.
From their own 29, Ray gets away
a nice, high, booming
punt. Hits at the 30, backspin, though, like a sand wedge, and it comes to rest at the Gillespie 30-yard line. Miners will take over, leading 33-24 with 7:31 to play in the ball game.
I expect the Miners to try and run and eat the clock. And the Bulldogs will bring up eight plus to the line of scrimmage.
This is where Staunton, they need to force a turnover.
Force turnover or force a three and out. They can't really afford much less.
And this is where Gillespie's been so good with the ground game here tonight. If they can continue that trend on this drive, they can milk a lot of this fourth quarter clock away. Frankie Barrett under center. He will hand it off. That is John Barry running right. Cuts it upfield. Has a minor first down at the Gillespie 45-yard line. Gain of 15 for John Barry.
So 110
and a touchdown,
yards.
Heavy tackle made there.
Yeah, 110 yards already for John Barry. So
this offensive
running game is pushing over 200 yards on the ground, and now 85 in the air. So the Miners have been putting up some numbers.
The offensive line has done good work here tonight for Gillespie, opening up big holes for the tailbacks. Barrett back under center. Hand off to Barry. John Barry puts his foot in the ground, slipped a little bit. He'll be down at the Miner 49. That's a gain of 4. Clock will run inside of 7 minutes for the ball game. And this is exactly what Gillespie wants. Chunks of yards, let the clock run. And if they do this right, Carl, they can salt this game away right
Pretty
now.
Pretty much. They don't even have to score a touchdown. No. If they just milk out 3-4 first downs in this drive, they're going to eat up most of the clock.
I formation behind Frankie Barrett. Motions Gill, pitches to Barry running right. Turns it up, stays in bounds. A smart play from the senior, John Barry. Check that, the junior, John Barry right there. Heady play to stay in bounds and keep the clock running. Crosses midfield down at the Staunton 46. Gain of 5. Sets up 3rd and 1. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 33-24. A game Staunton led 24-21. We got the answering touchdown, recovered an onside kick, and then got the touchdown to go up 2 scores. Here's Frinsko, has his legs taken out by Sam Best, and Frinsko down inside the 45 at the 44, gain of 2. Carl, that has to hurt.
It does. Here you want to run over the guy, and he hits you perfectly and just drops you.
Right on the knees.
Yes.
That is a first down carry for Frinsko and the Miners. Clock will run. Chains reset. 5:40 for the ball game.
And Frinsko up to 90 yards. So,
he's had a productive ball game. He's had a good number of carries tonight as well.
He's only had 13 compared to Barry, who's leading him with 20.
I formation. Here's Barry again. Holds on to the football nicely. As Staunton trying to rip it out. Drags the pile down inside the Staunton 40 at the 38 for a gain of 6. 5:20. For the ball game. Gillespie took over with 7.5.
You got 125 yards out of Barry and 90 out of Frisco.
That's a good recipe for success right there.
It's a real good 1-2 punch, isn't it?
2nd and 5 for Gillespie. Ball spotted at the Staunton 39. Here's Barry again. Nice hesitation, and a flag comes out as Barry carries down to about the 30. Wait for the signal. I think it's going to be a hold on Gillespie. Hold on the Miners. So bring that back, and it'll stop the clock, too, 4:55 for the game. And that's really the big thing with that penalty right there. You had the clock moving.
You
now
did.
It stops.
Now it stops, and it had a pretty good gain. Basically, he was tackled where the hold took place, so it obviously didn't help the run any.
They will step off the 10-yard penalty. That flag came out towards the end of that run, so the football will be moved back to the Staunton 44. Second down and about 10 for the Miners. Barrett will fake the handoff. He's going to throw it in the flat. Catch is made by Cravagna. Anthony, a stiff arm on Molinix, and he has a first down. Molinix eventually rides him out of bounds, but not before Cravagna picks up a Miner. First down at the 34. Oh, they're going to mark him a yard shy. I thought he had it. That's on the far side of the field, though. It's set up 3rd down and 1. Less than 1. He was out of bounds, though, so clock stops, 4:47 to play. Staunton needs a stop. Down by 9. Handoff. There's a first down carry as that goes to Dylan Lewis. It might be his first carry of the night, and it's a big one down inside the 30 at the 28. Dylan Lewis, welcome to the party, the 160-pound junior. Gillespie's held the ball for over 3 minutes here, 4.5 minutes for the ball game. I formation behind Frankie Barrett. Lewis is the deep back. They will pitch right to Lewis. Dylan Lewis, a flag comes out. As he is down right around the 25. Man, there's been a lot of flags tonight.
There has. A little better this half, but Gillespie's picked up at least their third, I guess, here this half.
Illegal block on Gillespie.
So over 110 yards in penalties.
33-24. So you got over 100 yards in penalties. You got one rusher over 100 yards, another nearing 100 yards.
Right.
It's been a fun game, though. We've seen the ball bounce some funny ways.
Very funny.
So many lead changes. At one point, we had six scores in a row that resulted
in a lead change.
And we had six big plays and time-consuming drives and just a really fun football game here tonight between Staunton and Gillespie.
And it's not over.
It's not over.
We know Staunton, if they get the hands on the ball, can score very quickly. Gillespie's done a good job in this drive, except for the penalties, to eat a lot of clock.
First and 25 now for the Miners, back at the Staunton 44. Double wing set as Barrett will give
double
to Gill.
Hand.
And then an end-around handoff. Not much there, as John Barry took the carry down for a couple of yards to the 42. Looked good, though.
It looked good, but you're right. It didn't gain a whole lot.
Give credit to Staunton there staying home as you're hoping that the defense will bite
right
on that first end around and open something up on the backside, but the Bulldogs kept their assignments in their lanes. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. This is the exact drive Gillespie was looking for. They've held the ball for over 4 minutes. They've moved from their own 30 down to the Staunton 42, but that's not the important thing. 4 minutes gone off the clock. That's the key for Gillespie. Pitch left to Dylan Lewis. Turns it upfield, and he is loose for a bit. And he gets down inside of the 35 to about the 32. Gain of 10 for Lewis. 3 minutes for the ball game. Third and long for Gillespie. They've taken this clock inside of 3 minutes. This will make a football coaching staff very happy, Carl, when they see their offense execute like this late in the game. Third and 14, clock running, 2.5 minutes for the game. Gillespie leading 33-24. Barrett going to throw, and that is picked off. He was looking for Ottersberg, intercepted by McCullough. He's down the sideline looking for the edge, and he will be forced out of bounds. Gavin Griffith was able to get him out. Otherwise, McCullough might have taken that to the house, and it ain't over yet. So a great drive, Carl, ends with an interception.
Which puts the Bulldogs in fantastic field position, which, you know, basically I was surprised they did went ahead and went with a passway. I thought they'd just run it, and if nothing else, eat up another 30 seconds off the clock.
They took 5 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock, but then it ends with the interception, and the run back from McCullough gives Staunton good field position at their own 46, and we've seen them with those quick strike touchdowns tonight, three of them, and they need one of them right here and now. Blake Zinner was a little dinged up on the play. He's to his feet now, and he'll stay on the field.
Best to Kyle McCullough has been the answer for a couple of the touchdowns and 171 yards in this game.
Gillespie only had 10 kids on the field. Late onto the field is Josh Ranger. Best, pump action. He's going to throw deep looking for Mullenix. Oh, he made the catch on Ottersberg, and he's down at the Gillespie 25, and it ain't over yet. Gain of 29 yards on that pass completion. Clock will stop on the first down. 2:17 to play. Oh, boy. Clock will wind. Best from shotgun. Four receiver set. Ray the tailback. What a ball game here tonight in Gillespie between the longtime Macoupin County rivals. Best rolling in trouble and just throws it away. That time he did get it back to the line of scrimmage. 2:02 to play. 33-24. So Staunton needs a score, onside kick, and a score. Boy, some of those missed extra points.
They
now,
do loom big, don't they?
Oh, boy. Could be a one-possession game potential. Of course, Gillespie's had some failed conversions on their side, too, so it's not just as simple as to say, well, if Staunton had converted those points, it'd be a different story. Both teams have left points off the board with the conversions. They run the ball with Ray, and Gillespie stacks it up. That's a big stop there by Gillespie, and Staunton's going to have to use a timeout. It's going to be third down and 10 from the Gillespie 25. The Miners lead Staunton 33-24. Bulldogs have to convert when we come back to Don Duke, DeBrino Field, and Gillespie following these messages. The road to DeKalb tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, with our playoff preview show here on WQSMI. And, of course, Staunton and Gillespie will not be going to the postseason this year. Gillespie was eliminated last week when they lost to Greenville. But this has been one of those classic rivalry games, Carl, where, you know, pride and then understanding for the seniors. This is it.
You got a little of everything going, like you say. We got the rival game, but you also have your, hey, this is our last game, so they're playing it like their playoff game.
You know, you can play basketball and baseball and golf and volleyball after you're out of high school. It's hard to play football like this.
It really is.
Once you're done.
It's one sport that's really hard to get a goal.
Best going to throw and miscommunication,
oh,
and it's intercepted. Picked off by Cravagna. And Anthony running back across the 15-20, and he'll step out of bounds, and that should seal it.
Yeah, timing, receiver, and Best not on the same page there at all.
And yeah, the receiver cut the route off.
He cut the route off, and Cravagna, a very savvy defensive back, seen it all the way.
Anthony Cravagna has been a standout athlete since his freshman year. Remember, he started as a freshman.
He did.
On the football field, which
is
rare. He
was a skinny little guy then, but boy, did he have the speed, and it still does.
Yes, he does. You just don't see many freshmen start varsity football, and Cravagna did it from the get-go.
Well, Bess is a very impressive quarterback for the Staunton Bulldogs. I'll say that. He doesn't let his size hamper his ability to play high school football at all.
No, they've got a good sophomore class, does Staunton. So they'll be a force here over the next couple of seasons. That ball's put on the ground. I think Staunton got it.
Oh, my. Well,
Tom Johnson fumbles and Staunton recovers.
After a turnover.
Oh, boy.
Didn't we have this at the beginning of the game?
Right. 99 seconds to play, and hey.
And the Bulldogs get a reprieve for life and another shot at it.
It ain't over yet after that fumble. That will not make a coaching staff happy.
Now, Halloween will be over. Our next game, right?
I think so,
it's Thursday, right?
It'll be snowing by then.
Well, of course, but that's football. Football weather.
Can Staunton capitalize? Down by 9. Best. Going to hand it to Loria. He puts it on the ground, and Gillespie recovers. 3 plays in a row result in a turnover. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sending the play in for their coach of the Miners. Just take a knee.
Victory formation time.
No, don't. That's too dangerous. Just straight down there. Right under the center. Don't even take that step back. He'll fumble the ball.
That was an unforced mistake that time from Hendrick Beloriak. Just
never
secured the football.
Well, we never had six lead changes in a game this year. We definitely never had 3 straight turnovers. We just did.
It just happened.
3 in a row. On 3
Took
plays.
The last week, but we got it. Now can the Miners hold on to the football?
You heard my calls.
Barrett will hand to Billy Gill. Gill bounces outside, stays on his feet, breaks loose, has a first
run.
Down.
Woo.
He's across midfield. Gill inside the 40, tripped up, stays on his feet, and carries down inside the Staunton 30. Somebody lost a helmet along the way. That's Devin Ray for Staunton on a big-time run. For Billy Gill.
Well, Billy Gill had an early touchdown, Tim. Only had 16 yards and three carries up to that one. But this one will add
42 yards.
His total.
Woof.
So he's up to 58 yards.
And he stayed in bounds. The clock runs now that the chains are reset. 33-24 Gillespie. That ends the streak. If you're going to end a streak of three straight turnovers, it might as well be a 42-yard run.
Well, I was wondering, that's a big run if he wouldn't get stripped. Chances are pretty high on a long run like that.
Barrett back under center. Will hand to Gill again. Billy, the senior, ahead. He's loose. 10-5. It's a touchdown for Billy Gill, the senior on senior night. In the final minute, punches it in. A 42-yard run, and then a 27-yard touchdown. What a way for Billy Gill to end his career.
So he ends up with an 85-yard game, only ran six attempts in the game.
It doesn't get much better than that, Carl, for a young man. The last time you're going to have a chance to play football, and you bust off two big runs.
Well, we're going
he goes for
the old
65 yards on the drive by himself.
Yeah.
The snap was no good, so now Barrett's going to have to improvise street ball time for Frankie. He's
going to
throw,
and
it was almost caught in the end zone by Frensko. He gave a headlong dive, got one hand on it, but it falls incomplete. 39-24, Gillespie with the lead. 48 seconds to play. We'll come back to Don Duke Tobrino Field following these messages. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Two plays, 65 yards, a 27-yard touchdown from the senior Billy Gill with 48 seconds to play on senior night. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carletonville since 1854. Of course, we'll have playoff football next week, but Carlos, we want to, of course, thank our football sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. So we thank each and every one of our outstanding sponsors. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear in our broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports here on WSMI. Griffith puts his foot to it. It's going to be taken there by Sam Best, and Best returns out across the 35-40 and crosses the 40 to about the 43. You know, a lot of people come up during the year and, you know, thank us for our coverage and appreciate what we do, and we're very glad to do it, and we're appreciative of all the comments, but without our sponsors,
absolutely,
we don't get to do it.
Got to have them. Pays the way.
No doubt about it. So it was a good year for football. Of course, basketball. We'll have our traditional opener, Litchfield-Nokomis Girls, coming up November 19th. We'll have that broadcast for you on FM 106, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. And then the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, December 14th at Lincolnwood. That is aired out looking for Mullenix and actually looking for Favor. Nope, that was Mullenix and incomplete. 37.4 seconds for the ball game. The Gillespie seniors going out in style here tonight. Disappointed they didn't make the playoffs, obviously. They're going to be back-to-back 4-5 seasons. But in this rugged South Central Conference, Carl, I mean,
not easy. No.
No, I mean, you know that year in, year out, Vandy, Pena, Greenville, Carletonville are going to be right there. And you're going to have to beat one of them to get into the postseason.
Ooh.
That's a blindside shot delivered by Tom Johnson. He leveled the young sophomore quarterback, Sam Best. 25 seconds for the ball game. So if Billy Gill went out in style on offense, Tom Johnson going out in style on the defensive side. Woof. You won't see a more vicious hit than that. Best never saw him coming.
Small quarterback, but he is tough.
Ooh,
he's up.
He bounced up.
I was thinking, just let the clock run out.
He might not want to snap it again, though.
I don't see the point. Do you?
3 seconds, two seconds, 1 second,
nope.
And that's it. That's the ball game. In their 100th year of football, the Gillespie Miners win on senior night. They beat their arch rivals from Staunton 39-24. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up and then get you out to Litchfield for Carletonville and the Purple Panthers following these messages on WSMI. Sweet Caroline plays on the PA system here at Don Duke Tobrino Field in Gillespie. 39-24. Gillespie wins it on senior night. It was 18-13 Staunton at the half. Gillespie took the opening drive of the second half down the field for a touchdown. 9 plays, 56 yards, a 10-yard run from C.J. Frinsco. 2-point conversion good, made it 21-18. Staunton answered right back, a 2-play drive, as it was a big 65-yard strike from Sam Best to Kyle McCullough. That put Staunton up 24-21, and it was all Gillespie from that point. Ensuing drive, Gillespie got in the end zone again. 6 plays, 58 yards, a John Berry 2-yard touchdown run, and then the game-changing play, onside kick recovery by Gillespie. They capitalized that into a touchdown, a 25-yard strike from Frankie Barrett to Anthony Cavagna, made it 33-24. They added a late touchdown courtesy of Billy Gill to make it 39-24. That's the final. And, Carl, we go back to the first half. After Staunton had scored, Gillespie fumbled the kickoff, and you called it. The stop by the Miners proved to be the difference.
It was a big turnaround in the game, and the Miners cut back on some penalties. They were on a pace for close to 300 yards. They cut it back, but still way too many penalties in this game. The only blemish on the game.
Gillespie finishes the year 4-5. Staunton finishes the campaign 2-7. As we'll look at Staunton first, Carl, some big numbers tonight for Kyle McCullough.
McCullough, how about 5 catches, 2 of them touchdowns for 171 yards. Sam Best throws for 235 yards, and Devin Ray rushes for 52. No consistency in their running game, but they did have that big play offense when they hit it.
And on the Gillespie side, it was on the ground tonight.
C.J. Frisco ends up with 90 yards, and he only carried 13 times. The leader on the team, John Berry, carried 23 times for 132 yards. And then you had, who was it that came in? Lewis. No, well, Lewis came in for 15, but...
Billy Gill late there.
Well, Gill got only... He only had 3 rushes until the final 2. Ends up with 2 touchdowns, 85 yards, and only ran the ball 5 times. So big night for Billy Gill, John Berry, and C.J. Frisco. And really, the whole team seemed to do well. Then on the passing side, you just had one receiver, and Frank Barrett hit him quite often, 5 times. Anthony Cavagna, 1 for a touchdown, 95 yards. A good way to end his senior career, too.
Absolutely. It was a fun night of football. It always is with Staunton and Gillespie. Get together as the Miners win on senior night 39-24 over Staunton. Of course, thanks to all the wonderful people here at Gillespie for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Thanks to David Jenkins for the Pizza Man pregame show and the Shelter Insurance halftime show all season long here on WUSMI. Also, thanks to Jennifer Graham. She's been producing our football games all season long as well here on FM 106. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We are done from Don Duke to Brino Field in Gillespie. Your final one more time on senior night. Gillespie beats Staunton 39-24. Coming up on the other side, game 2 of our WSMI doubleheader, Carletonville and Litchfield, here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.